The field behind Robert Cervenka's ranch in the small town of Riesel, Texas, is scattered with historic equipment. There are horse-drawn plows and pickup trucks from bygone eras. If you want to know what a 1954 John Deere tractor sounds like, he'll be happy to oblige. You see, Cervenka's been ranching since he was 8 years old. And now he's 81.
At my age, I don't want to buy any new tractors or anything.
But not everything here is antique. A few years ago, much to his chagrin, Cervenka got a brand new coal-fired power plant right next door to his ranch. The Sandy Creek Power Station was set to produce 925 megawatts of electricity for this energy-hungry state. Cervenka opposed it. But in the end, he watched from his field as it was built and watched as plumes of steam and smoke started rising from it last fall.
They were firing it. It was called cooking the boilers. They were heating them up and making steam and trying to blow out all the pipes and tubing that may had welder slag or tools or anything in the pipes. And one day, all at once, it quit.
It's still not clear exactly what happened at the plant on October 17th, 2011. LS Power, one of the companies that spearheaded the project, never returned calls for comment. The Lower Colorado River Authority, another group that has a contract for power from the plant, would only confirm that they have a minority interest in the project. I got a little farther with another part owner, the Brazos Electric Cooperative. They said the boiler was severely damaged, but wouldn't say more because of an investigation. What kind of an investigation? The Brazos Co-op won't go into detail, but Robert Cervenka has his own theory.
Somebody's got to be upset, and I imagine there's going to be lawsuits from here to hell freezes over about that thing.
As far as status of specific power plants are concerned, we're pretty limited on the information we can give out about that.
Kent Sadoff is in charge of planning and operations for the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, the group that oversees the state's electric grid. He says competitive secrets are a necessity in Texas, and it all comes down to the often confusing world of deregulated electricity markets. Plant owners enter into contracts to sell their power. If they don't have power to sell, they might need to buy it on the open market from someone else.
And obviously, if that alternate supplier knows that they're over a barrel, so to speak, they can be taken advantage of. And so that's one example of why power plant status and information is largely protected.
An accident at the plant means one thing for its operators, who might prefer that the information stays protected. But what does it mean for the state of Texas? Before the accident, ERCOT thought it would be getting more than 900 megawatts of new power from the plant in 2012. That was energy the state of Texas couldn't afford to lose.
Last summer, when we had very hot weather, it was the hottest summer in recorded history, and we had very high loads, we came, very close to rolling outages.
After the Sandy Creek accident, the state was worried it wouldn't have enough capacity to buffer itself in times of peak electricity use. Jeffrey Gay, a lawyer who works on electric rates, says there wasn't much the state could do about it.
Well, deregulation means that the regulators, including the PUC and ERCOT, have given up their right to control the supply of power.
So there was a sigh of relief when two coal plants that were expected to be shut down announced they would stay in service as part of an ongoing battle between the state of Texas and the EPA. But the episode does illustrate exactly how fragile the grid is these days in Texas.
I would say that ERCOT officials are probably thinking, yes, they dodged a bullet, and they are probably quite relieved.
And back in Riesel, it might illustrate something more. Potatoes are boiling in the kitchen of Lorraine and Lewis Pulley. They have a view of the power plant through their window, and they watch as parts of it are being disassembled.
The public's going to pay for everything. I don't see any way of getting around it.
Like their neighbor, Robert Cervenka, the Pulleys oppose the plant. But as ratepayers in the Brazos Electric Cooperative, the largest cooperative in the state, they're also, in a sense, part owners of Sandy Creek. And as such, Lorraine's suspicion might not be far off the mark, says Jeffrey Gay.
You would anticipate that perhaps the power cost will go up a little bit for those customers who are part owners.
The Brazos Electric Cooperative now expects Sandy Creek to come online sometime in early 2013, although they say that date may change. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel.